The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 47, Fuckery Friday. How we living, bro? How we living, bro? We living good in the neighborhood. We living good in the neighborhood, bro. Yeah, man. Canceled the Planet Fitness. Did it yesterday afternoon. And, you know, why did it take me so long to cancel it? Because, like I told you guys, you know, I made jokes about Planet Fitness in the last couple weeks. You know, I actually do work out, like, as far as, like, before the pandemic, I was training to do a triathlon, and, you know, I was going hard, really, before the pandemic, and, you know, I was running 6 miles in 60 minutes, 3 miles in 30 minutes prior to that. You know, that's a mile per 10 minutes, you know, that's the pace. And, you know, so I've been in the gym. You know, I mean, I chose Planet Fitness not because of any political view or anything like that. And I knew what their gym was and the culture of their gym, but it was close to where I live. So, you know, I joined them. And, you know, this whole thing with Planet Fitness happened in Alaska, where, you know, this man who thinks he's a woman, you know, was in the locker room. And, you know, the woman took, there was actual woman, a real woman. What is a woman? What is a woman? You know, took the picture and, you know, I mean, they've lost like $400 million and, you know, 100%, like, this is what it's about. You know, as far as, you know, it is a culture war out there. You know, when we talk about liberal culture and conservative culture, common sense culture, it is a culture war, you know, and everywhere you look. You know, the liberalism is just really everywhere. You know, you turn on the TV, you turn on the social media, you see the censorship that is being applied to Instagram and Facebook and, you know, even X. Elon Musk likes to talk about, you know, X being like some fucking, you know, it's like some sort of free speech place. It's not. He's bought and paid by Jews. You know, he went to Israel, did the humiliation ritual, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, I mean, there's no other way about it. Is you know, if you're bought and paid, you're bought and paid. And, you know, so when we look at culture, you know, liberal culture, when we look at this whole society that we're in, you know, gyms like Planet Fitness, and, you know, like I've said, you know, there is no non-woke alternative if you're looking for a, you know, a mainstream gym. I mean, we talked about 24 Fitness, you know, I got into it with the 24 Fitness guy, with the manager, you know, during, like, in 2021 when I went into the gym and I just wanted to run on the treadmill. You know, like, I'm actually a runner, you know, like, I actually do this. I don't, like, join gyms because, like, I have the idea of I want to lose weight and, you know, it's like, this is what I've been doing. I've been doing it since, like, I was in high school and I'm, like, 39 now, so, you know, I mean, I actually work out at the gym, you know, and, so, you know, I mean, Planet Fitness, you know, I think what conservative people need to understand, right-leaning people, need to understand is you're not going to fix things through elections, you're not going to fix things through politicians, because they're all bought and paid, you know, and there's not one politician that is not, you know, it's a really normie idea. You know, when I see these grifters, these political activists that are, like, you know, grifters, and their whole purpose is to get money out of people, and, you know, they end up turning into politicians, you know. You know, when you see, like, these Denise Aguilar-type people, and it's like, you know, hey, everybody, I'm running for office now. Now, please, start giving me your money, because I've already asked for that for the last 10 years. You know, it's a normie thought. It's a normie thought in itself to think that a politician, a person in the community is going to be able to make change. And that's not the way it works. Trump ain't going to be able to make change. DeSantis can't make change. You know, but you have to look at what you can do. And, you know, boycotting companies, you could send messages. You could send messages. You're going to, you know, you have to go around, you know, the direct way to send message is obviously electing a politician passes legislation, and then the legislation gets put in, implemented, and then boom, okay, there. You know, it's like the bathroom thing. You know, it's like the bathroom, you know, especially in California, because at California, everybody's so LGBTQ out here, bro. Everybody's fucking LGBTQ. You know, so it's like, you know, you have to, the boycotts are necessary. And as long as we don't have people like Trump, who's going to tell people in 12 months, you know, oh, give Planet Fitness a second chance. I just got a bunch of money from their guy. That's what he did. That's what he did with Bud Light. That's what he did with TikTok. All right. So either you are going to stand with your boycott. Now, me personally, like, I stand with my boycotts, bro. If I see that there's a certain place, if I see there's a certain brand, I don't fuck it. You don't see me with Nike on. You know, you don't see me fucking supporting, like, things that we've talked about. But that's what it's about, is you have to cripple these businesses, and that's how you, you know, that's one way how you can change culture. 100%. Planet Fitness is a woke gym. They are 100% a woke gym, and all of them are woke. You know, it's just that they are like they make it very clear that they're woke. I mean, when you go into their locker rooms, you know, it says literally, we respect all genders and we're so inclusive that we're a place where people can be who they want to be, you know? And unfortunately, it's mental illness. Because, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of these things that these people do, these people who think they're the opposite gender, you know, they take this medication where, you know, some of them don't even look like, you know, like men who turn into, you know, who think they're women, you know, like the Blair Whites. You know who Blair White is? It's this man who thinks he's a woman, and you don't, it does, Blair White doesn't look like a man. Okay. Now Blair White, you know, these things are like clown to me. You know, when people get behind these people, you know, like people get behind transgenders that are for your, it's like the gays against groomers. It's like, yo, they're like totally against like everything that we talk about on a daily basis, but we're supposed to like give them a pass because they say a few things that we agree with. Okay, whatever. It's clown shit. To me, it's clown shit. To me, it's clown shit. You know, like the Blair White, like, oh, she's cool, bro. You know, or he's cool, bro. Because, you know, like, he, like, fucking, like, is against the, like, bro, it's a mental ill, bro. Either you're mentally ill or you're not mentally ill, bro. You know, there is no pass. You know, it's like they do the same thing with Trump. They do the same thing with Elon Musk. It's like, no, well, you know, he says a few things that I agree with. So, like, you know, they're cool, bro. Who gives a fuck if Elon Musk wants to put a microchip in your brain to control you? Who gives a fuck about that shit? He's on our side, bro. No. People need to recognize that people are not on your side. Just because they say a few things that you agree with doesn't mean they're on your side. Now, Elon Musk, like we talked about, is bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. Then again, a lot of people are bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. Matter of fact, they just passed a $1.2 trillion omnibus spending package, and there's a whole bunch of fucking shit in there that is anti-American. And, you know, this is not bipartisan. You know, anytime you hear the word bipartisan, you know, it don't matter. You know, anytime you hear that word, it's really not Republicans working with Democrats. It's rhino Republicans shilling to, you know, whatever the situation may be. You know, I mean, I don't think there was any foreign aid in this spending package, but there was a whole bunch of shit that's like anti, you know, conservatism. And, you know, I mean, it's the politician conversation, the whole idea of politicians is kind of played out to me, because I've talked about it so much. Like, all these fucking politicians are faggots to me, bro. All of them, bro. You know, that's why I don't really spend too much time thinking about it. They're just all fucking bought and paid. You know, and some of them are really bought and paid. Mike Johnson did a whole speech yesterday. Now, first of all, he signed off on that $1.2 trillion spending package that they just they just released and all that. You know, and then I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a Georgia, you know, congresswoman, you know, she wanted to, you know, get him out of the chair, and you know, I think they no one is going with it. I mean, these people were like literally selected. And it's wild to me, because with Mike Johnson, you know, there were people who you know, like people who cheerleaded for him. You know, people were so sure. And they had no, these normies, bro. These are the same people that are fucking, you know, standing with Israel. You know, the normies, you know, when Mike Johnson was introduced and people was like, oh yeah, he's going to be our guy. And, you know, the same people that have cheerleaded on the Israel shit, October 7th, people who believe the mainstream narrative about that, I saw these same people cheerleading on Mike Johnson. I can't stress it enough that people need to really just come to their senses and realize no politician is going to save you. And all these politicians are bought and paid. If they're not bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel, they're bought and paid by the CCP. And that's it. Follow the money. You look at all these politicians that are against banning TikTok, you know, it's because they're bought and paid. Trump, bought and paid. Thomas Massie, bought and paid. Vivek Ramaswamy, bought and paid. It's an unfortunate pill that you have to swallow. But you know, you have no problem swallowing red pills, right? You know, you took the red pill. You took the red pill and you was like, oh, okay, yeah, oh, whoa, yo. But as far as the Trump thing, you guys don't want to have that reality. Because a lot of people who support Trump, they feel like he is God. And he is not God. Matter of fact, he is the opposite of God. He is pushing for abortion. He tells people that the only way to win elections is we have to kill babies. 15 weeks. Anything before that, he pushes for abortion. Sold out to TikTok. Sold out to Bud Light. He's just going to keep selling out. I want to spend less time talking about politicians and more time talking about things like Planet Fitness getting boycotted and them losing $400 million. That's how you change culture. Too many people are controlled by the whole Trump thing anyways, you know, because people just like are just like so in their emotions, you know, they're just too controlled by that. And it's something that I need to keep bringing up. Because there's so many people who just feel like that's what it is. There's too many fucking people on the right wing, right, political right, where these people try to downplay when Trump does some fuck shit. He's done more harm to the conservative movement just in the last couple months than he's done like in the positive. Sold out to Bud Light, sold out to TikTok, sold out to Abortion Inc. And then people see, you know what the problem with criticizing Trump is there's too many people on the left and people who are like actually evil in society, you know, whether it be Biden or, you know, Nancy Pelosi or, you know, like all these fucking like these Republicans against Trump. You know, like, you know, when you see all these rhino people, Mitt Romney, Mike Pence, you know, when you see all of these people and they fucking like will get on their fucking, you know, they'll get on their fucking accounts and they start talking. They got that TDS. See, someone like me who doesn't have, I don't have TDS. I'm more than willing, like if Trump is in the right on some shit, like I'm more than willing to fucking point that shit out. I have no problem with that. Brandon Johnson, who is the Chicago far left mayor, okay, he was blaming Trump yesterday about, the homeless problem in Chicago. And he's like, yeah, you know, the 30,000 people that voted for Trump, they're the reason why. You know, he's a fucking piece of shit, bro. And I have no problem pointing that out. I am not like, I don't hate Trump. I just think that his sellout moves have been really bad. Like, they've been bad. And he's going to continue to do it. There's no other way. He is not going to get, you know, more ahead, you know, and I'll stand with what I've said, is conservatives and Republicans need to have the reality, the realization that if they just stick with true conservative values, there will be voters there. Okay? You know, there will be voters. People respect that. People don't respect Mike Johnson shilling to Israel the way they do. The Republican, like, overall stance is to support Israel. The Republican overall stance is to allow abortions 15 weeks. I'm not sure if Trump made that, but someone in that establishment, the Republican establishment, you know, made that. And they're all just a bunch of fucking little faggots. And they're all just like... You guys remember that movie, Mars Attacks? You know, like... That's Republicans, bro. That's politicians. There's no right, there's no left. All right? And people feel like there is. Oh, yeah, we're on our side, bro. Oh, yeah, yeah, look at our side. Look at our side. You know what? I don't give a fuck, bro. There's good, there's evil. All right? Either you on good or you on the evil. That's it. You know, when you see these Sound of Freedom type movies come out and Democrats are like, oh, we're not for that. Oh, you're not for opposing child trafficking? Oh, okay. I see what's going on. Good versus evil. Okay? Either you want to live in a mentally ill state, either you want to be like Planet Fitness, or you can say, you know what, we're not going to allow that. I don't give a fuck, bro. California is just like in a shit place right now. You know, Gavin Newsom just signed this or just passed the new proposition. Was it like Prop 1? You know, it's going to fund more money to homeless communities and he's going to tax the shit out of Californians. And he's telling people this time is different. Yeah, because, you know, The last time he's been promising these things when he was mayor of San Francisco, didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing when he was lieutenant governor. This guy is a career fucking piece of shit. He's a career politician, but he's also just a real piece of shit, bro. You know, when you look at politicians, this is why I don't like politicians. Because they're all about being politically correct and they only do what they feel is going to get them votes. Republicans ain't really down for, you know, the right wing people that have conservative values. They just do what they feel is going to get them votes. All these politicians will bend their knee. All these politicians will fucking, you know, all of them, bro. Gavin Newsom says, okay, you know, this time is different. It's not different, bro. He's the same fucking piece of shit, bro. They're going to tax the shit out of California. You know, they said the price of living is probably going to go up now. And these people don't want to fix nothing. They don't want to fix nothing. Everything's going to get fucked. Everything is fucked. And that's the reality. See, when you pass like this Prop 1 shit, right? Like what Gavin did, you know, just recently, this election that just happened where people voted on this. You know, people in California don't think for themselves. You know, we talk about right-wing normies. We talk about left-wing normies. The left wing is just normies, bro. They don't even know. These are the same people you ask them why they don't like Trump. You know, well, you know, because, like, he's racist. Trump is racist. And like, you know, just look at, you know, this is how people talk. You ask someone in California why they don't like Trump. Well, he's racist. And, like, I mean, just, he's an idiot. Look, you ever hear him talk, bro? These are the reasons why they say that. Bro, do you see the way he talks about women? Bro, he said he wanted to grab a woman by the pussy. I mean, like, I'm not gonna fucking vote for someone like that. I mean, he's like, you know, he's like he's cool and shit, but he's not like presidential cool. Like, he's not good enough. California liberals are some real weak-minded people, bro. These people allow grown men to be in bathrooms with their little girl. You know, all the girl dads and shit? Nah, I don't expect them to do nothing, bro. Anyone who's a dad in California who has girls, no, you ain't doing shit. You didn't do nothing when they told your kid to mask up in school. You're not doing shit with the bathroom. And, you know, and all the girl dads, you know, like, if you're... You ain't doing shit. Y'all ain't speaking on nothing. Y'all ain't speaking on nothing, bro. It's because this people's indoctrinated. Really, because really what it is everything's a political correct issue. You know, people don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to look that in a certain way. People like to be accepted. People live in that whole high school, like, yo, man, we got our social fucking clique here. And if we go against that, then we're going to fucking be looked at in a certain... People don't want that, bro. People are weak. People are normies. This is what normies do. This is the way they're doing it. As long as you can fucking go to your work, you know, who gives a fuck, you know, like out of sight, out of mind, right? Who gives a fuck if they're teaching your kid about being the opposite gender? Who gives a fuck, right? Yeah, like, who gives a fuck about that shit, bro? And this is why people are the way they are. You know, it's not really a political thing. I mean, really, I mean, politics is definitely something that we talk about with normieism. But this is not, you know, when I look at normies and I look at people who just follow the crowd and don't do any research, you could be talking about anything. You know, were you a female that got the fucking Stanley tumbler because everybody else did it? Do you do things because everybody else does it? You know, and this is what it is. People don't want to be alone. People don't want to be the alone person that is saying, you know what, this is fucking wrong, bro. And you know what, I really don't care, bro. My whole life, I have definitely ran with certain crowds where, you know, I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. You know, like COVID, like, here's the thing about politics in 2024 and, like, you know, COVID was absolute, bro. You know, this is like, you know, when we look at other things in politics, you know, there's a lot of different opinions. You know, like the Israel thing, you know, there's certain people who feel that, you know, because they're Christian, they need to support Israel. And then you got someone like me who's the actual free thinker. And I could tell you about all the agendas that Israel is involved in. And, you know, but, you know, with COVID, it was absolute. You know, it was really straight to the point to what we are against and what we're for, you know, and with the masks, the vaccines, the tests, you know, these things were absolute. It was straight. It was clear cut. You know, if you were against it, you were against it all. If you were for it, you were for it all. Okay. So it was like, it was much more like easier to be, I guess, bundled into a side where with the other political issues, whether it be the transgender stuff, whether it be, you know, Israel, foreign wars, you know, whether it be, you know, a lot of different things, you know, these things, you're going to get different opinions and different views, you know, but the COVID stuff, it was absolute. And it won't, I mean, unless there's like another pandemic, I don't see it getting like that where people are just 100% like on the same side. But that's politics, bro. Sometimes it's like that where everybody is in agreement and then sometimes everybody's not. And unfortunately right now it's just a lot of people. And I think this is one of the big reasons why people on the right are having so much trouble uniting. It's because, you know, when you look at Trump and, you know, Trump is a real good reason, you know, a good example of this is like, you know, I mean, this guy is like out here talking shit about Ron DeSantis. So anybody who supported Ron DeSantis, which had a good significant amount of people, you know, they don't want to support Trump. You know, I've heard people talk about, oh, we're going to vote for RFK. No, you don't. If you're a conservative, you're not voting for RFK. Okay. You're not voting for RFK. RFK believes in killing babies. RFK believes climate change is one of the biggest threats to society. Like, that's like one of the things that he's like really, really been like actively like involved with in his life was fighting climate change. Like, he is establishment. You know, there was a picture I posted the other day with him and Bill Clinton. His wife, Cheryl Hines, I think that's her name. You know, she was on, the show with Larry David. You know, I mean, we're talking about establishment, Hollywood. You know, this guy, supposed to be Catholic, comes from a Catholic family. And, you know, this guy is like fucking like doing shit with like fucking Jews. You know, talking about lighting the menorahs and shit around like Hanukkah. You know, he's over here fucking buddy-buddy with Shmuley. You know, the Rabbi Shmuley? The guy that is the pedophile sex toys who Candace Owens, like, recently talked about? Yeah, that's for RFK, bro. So it's a lot of things. You know, it's like the abortion. You know, I think a lot of people, what they do is they love Trump so much is they, when Trump says, you need to keep TikTok, you need to give Bud Light a second chance, the abortion, is people start taking on those opinions. Now, it's not an abortion, it's not a conservative stance to have exceptions for abortion. It's not. I don't give a fuck what you think. The Christian, you know, as far as like Christianity, you know, as far as like being anti-LGBTQ, as far as understanding the indoctrination, starts, you know, opposing drag queen story hour, all of these things are rooted in Christianity. All of these things are supposed to be like opposed if you're a Christian. You know, two genders, you know, we're talking about family structure, nuclear family, you know, traditional family values, you know, all of these things should be part of conservatism. But Trump's not a conservative, you know, and you know, there's a whole nother reasoning and there's a whole nother fucking thing in there where people say, oh, well, you know, who gives a fuck? It's MAGA, bro. It's MAGA. We're not about the conservative. And I know I am. Right. Right. That's exactly how you feel, huh? That's exactly how you feel? All right. I want nothing part of that. You know, MAGA ends with Trump. You know, people say, oh, well, you know, it's like a big movement and it's all about, no, it ends with Trump. It starts with Trump, it ends with Trump. You know, I know Make America Great Again has been said before, but, you know, I mean, as far as this whole MAGA thing, where like Trump says some crazy shit and then people's like, oh, well, you know, it's 5D chess and, you know, he's doing this over here and the reason why he did this and no. Let's not act like leftists. See, what leftists do is they think there's more than one gender. I mean, there's more than two genders. So they come up with reasonings to support why they feel that way. That's what a lot of people who are Trump supporters do when he shills to Israel, when he shills to Bud Light, TikTok, whatever. All right, so Candace Owens is a conservative influencer, media person, you know, has a big following. You know, she's been doing her thing for many years. Previously, she was a leftist, and then, you know, she took the red pill, and now she definitely is someone who has opposed Black Lives Matter. She did a few documentaries, you know, she did one on the Black Lives Matter, you know, she's done some other non-political things, you know, and, you know, she's definitely someone who, I am, you know, like I said, you know, I keep these people at a distance, you know, as far as, like, the dick riding and all that, but, you know, I mean, I definitely, appreciate what, some of the things that she's done, and, you know, recently she's called out, you know, Jewish supremacy that exists, and it is real. She's definitely pointed out things in Hollywood. She's called out that guy, Dr. Shmuley, or Dr. Rabbi Shmuley. You know, and you know, I definitely commend her for doing this, because when you look at conservative influencers, like, you know, conservative ones that are, like really, like, pretty big, you know, big followings, you know, most of them are bought and paid by Israel. You know, they all echo the Israel narrative. You know, anyone who goes against that is considered anti-Semitic. And she's definitely has, you know, publicly, you know, as of recent. And anyway, she's part of the Daily Wire, her show. She had a show called Candace. It's part of the Daily Wire. And, you know, she was fired this morning. You know, they fired her. Now, the Daily Wire is ran by Jewish people, you know, Ben Shapiro and Jeremy Boring and, you know, all that. So, you know, I mean, Ben Shapiro is like a Zionist. He is, you know, he's the worst type of Zionist. And, you know, I mean, the reality with conservatives and, you know, big conservatives and conservative platforms is they're all bought and paid by Israel. You know, they're all bought and paid. I mean, you go down the list. You know, Charlie Kirk runs, supposed to be an evangelical Christian, and he's bought and paid by Israel. You know, he 100% is. Morgan Ariel was a, she was like a some sort of, I don't know, like an ambassador for Turning Point. That's Charlie Kirk's brand. And, you know, she was fired because she came out with messaging that opposed the Zionist State of Israel's stance. You know, she's called them out. And the things that I talk about, that I've said about Israel, the things that are facts, you know, need to be pointed out. You know, so you know, when we look at mainstream conservative brands, organizations, they're all bought and paid by Israel. You know, another one, Glenn Beck. This is someone who says his whole purpose in life is to serve Israel. You know, this guy is, you know, another guy, another big one, bro. All of them, bro. All of these mainstream conservative organizations are bought and paid by Israel. It's very weird to me. It's very weird to me because, you know, when you look at conservative ideas, conservative culture, you know, it's all about Jesus Christ and Jews. Jews hate Jesus. You know, they'll fucking, you know, there's like all this little arguments back and forth on social media that people get into. But they you know, they're against white people. They're against Jesus. And when you look at the the agendas that are in America, you know, Jews are at the forefront of those. You know, whether if you look at the pedophilia situation, if you look at the Weinstein, the Epstein, you know, these types of people, these are all Jews. You know, when you look at the banking system, when you look at the music business, when you look at the media business, when you look at the, you know, anything that you see. And these people want to send power back to Israel. These are Israel first people. When you have politicians like Mike Johnson and you have other Republicans, Ted Cruz says the only reason why we need to ban TikTok is because of anti-Semitic rhetoric that exists on TikTok. He is putting a foreign country in front of his own. He didn't say, you know, we need to ban TikTok because there's Chinese propaganda. He said because of Israel. When you look at the South Dakota Republican governor, Kristi Noem, she says, we are passing legislation to combat anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is a left-wing, the way it's been promoted, it's all left-wing. The way they talk about you're racist, the way you're talking about you're homophobic, anti-Semitic is the same thing. People have dictated what is what, and they're going along with it. It's not because they feel that something is legitimately anti-Semitic. It just goes against their agenda. Kristi Noem, Ted Cruz, Mike Johnson, down the list, bro. All these Republicans, the overall Republican stance is to support Israel. And there's like people who are voting for Trump who are under the impression, oh, well, Trump's not going to fucking do that. Okay. Hopefully not. You know, hopefully not, because it kind of would, you know, it would conflict with his whole America first fucking thing. But, you know, I mean, hopefully not. I hope not. I hope the motherfucker, like, actually gets in there, even says, you know, we don't need to send no fucking money your way. You know, but people are waking up, man. Wait, I remember when we started talking about when October 7th happened. You know, and you know, it's one of these things where when there's like a major event in society, people get very reactionary very quick. You know, when October 7th happened, people heard the news, okay, and they reacted to what they heard. They said there was a group, Hamas, they fucking did what they did, okay? And you know, everybody's gonna react. Everybody's going to be reactionary. You know, I'm sure people did the same thing with 9/11. And then you realize that the Jews did 9/11. Okay. People acted the same way in COVID. You know, when COVID was fresh and everybody was doing that, you know, people were scared. You know, people get reactionary. But the thing about these world events, these society changing events that happen is the more time that goes on, you know, opinions change. People, realizations are, you know, come to the surface. I mean, me personally, I've been on the same level. I've been on the same energy since October 7th. You know, I don't trust Israel. I think Israel is responsible for the destruction of America. When I look at Israel and I look at America and I look at the agendas and I look at all of the, you know, influence that Israel has over America, when I look at the music business, when I look at the entertainment business, when I look at everything that we talk about on a day-to-day basis, Israel is responsible for that, 100%. Because the people that are running these agendas are Zionists. These people are the ones that are getting on the fucking mainstream media and they're trying to tell you about anti-Semitic. You know, as far as Palestine goes, I mean, really, it's a fucked up situation for them. I don't really have, like, I guess, emotion for that whole little Palestine-Israel thing. I'm definitely not choosing a side because, you know, the only side I really give a fuck about is America. But when we look at, so if we were just to point it out from a factual stance, yeah, it's fucked up what Israel's doing. They're trying to take their land, and they've been trying to do this. And that's why they did what they did, is because they wanted to appear that there was some bad terrorists, these evil bad terrorists, and, you know, people believed it. And that's where I broke off with the conservative right, is because I saw people just believing the news. You know, these are the same people who claim to be free thinkers and, oh, yeah, you know, fuck the government, fuck the establishment. Yeah, we're free thinkers, COVID, you know. And then when the October 7th thing happened, you know, they believed the news. So, you know, I think it's cool that Candace Owens has spoken out and more people will. You know, when I take a glance at, I guess, comment sections and, you know, just the overall response to Israel, I think there's more people today than there was on October 7th that are starting to realize that, you know, wait a minute, these people over here, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, things that a lot of accounts. You have to be like a really certain type of person to oppose Israel. You know, I mean, really, we talked about these things. You know, I mean, most people are like, they get right-wingers, that I'm talking about. You know, they get real politically correct, you know, because they've been indoctrinated not to talk bad about Israel. You know, people think there's 6 million Jews that died in the Holocaust, and I'm kind of like I'm on the side that thinks there was only 2 million. You know, it all goes back to the original things that we've talked about day to day. Is, are you believing the narrative? And the narrative is ran through Jewish channels. You know, all of the fucking media is ran by Jews. You know, see, there's just, you have to understand the, once you understand that Jews run the world, and you know, when Candace Owens getting fucking fired, it's just another example of Jews running the world. Now, if you say that in a public place, you get called anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic is the same thing as racism. It's the same thing as being homophobic. It is something that has been put up really by politicians, and it's a way to discredit those who are speaking facts. I mean, Candace Owens is part of the Daily Wire. The Daily Wire is a real Zionist organization. This shouldn't surprise anybody, you know. But what this probably will do, if it does anything, is it makes people just kind of think about it a little bit more, because people are indoctrinated, bro. People are indoctrinated to support Israel. People are indoctrinated to not oppose Israel. People are indoctrinated that anyone who opposes Israel, you know, you get labeled a fucking white supremacist, or you're taking on Nazi rhetoric or some shit like that. And you know what? People need to fucking realize who is running each, every agenda. If you're a conservative out there and you want to think, oh, you know, people say, oh, there is a DEI workshop and it's excluding white people. there are people who think, oh, that's Democrats. No, I mean, it is. It is Democrats. But really, when you look at that agenda, when you look at the DEI, the anti-white agenda, it's not Democrats that are in control of that agenda. It's not fucking liberals. It's not Joe Biden. It's Jews. It's one of those things where if you were to really, really like connect the dots and you said to yourself, wow, Jews are really running this whole motherfucking thing, and damn, they're hella fucking like responsible for like every fucking thing that is destroying America right now. You probably wouldn't say it out loud. You can't say it out loud, because if you do, then they're going to be called anti-Semitic. And then we're in a place of, oh, well, that's like fucking like, that's like politically incorrect. And you know, you don't want to fucking come off like that, right? Some people will. Some people have no problem. So, you know, Candace Owens got fired from Daily Wire. And I'm sure she'll go on and do her thing, and, you know, she'll continue to do what she does, and, you know, that's what it is. Since October 7th, we've talked about this a lot, and, you know, they run everything, bro. Federal Reserve, I think the first... You know, Jerome Powell was the first non-Jew to be in charge of the Federal Reserve. Everybody at the CDC is Jewish. Mandy Cohen, Jewish. All the people before that, Jew. Yeah. You know? You know, I mean, you know, we've talked about the loss of followers that have, you know, every time I talk about it, bro, every time I post something, people are indoctrinated, bro. People are indoctrinated, and these are the right wingers, bro. The right wingers are indoctrinated. They're indoctrinated. They are indoctrinated. And this is why I think people bit. All right, they are doing their thing. I think it's very, I think what right-wing people need to do is, if they're going to call themselves free thinkers, they really should like really, really, I think they should really research. You know, they talk about like how they do their own research. You know, just because you read some shit on Instagram or, you know, that's not really, like, you really got to like, You gotta look at all the agendas that you oppose if you're a conservative. This is what right-wingers need to do. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot that do get it. You know, and I think more are starting to understand it. But what right-wing people need to do, and it becomes hard because, you know, Libs of TikTok is Chaya Raichik, and she's Jewish. She's Zionist. You know, she has no problem promoting false narratives. Because she's Jewish. She plays identity politics. But I think right-wingers, what they need to do is they really just need to study and research the things that they oppose and start to look at who is in charge of that agenda that you oppose. So if you're looking at the if you're against like the border problem, you know, you have to like understand who is in charge of that agenda. I'll tell you right now, it's Jews. If you're against LGBTQ, if you're against like anything with the drag queen story hour, if you're against the indoctrination of children, if you're against, you know, anything that has to do with LGBTQ, you need to understand who is in charge of that agenda. You need to understand that the teachers union is ran by a Jewish person by the name of Randy Weingartner, and anybody who opposes her in public form is called an anti-Semitic. You got to understand you just gotta, you gotta do your research. And I don't, there's, it's simple. Like it's just so simple, but you know, most people don't care. People would rather talk about right versus left. People say, oh, DEI is a thing. You know, the DEI thing. That's why it's weird to me when I see people shilling to Israel and then they talk about fucking like anti-white stuff in the same sentence. And it's like, you don't get it. You don't get it. Anyways, the Slideshow Season 20, Episode 47, Fuckery Friday. You guys have a God bless weekend. I'll check you guys on the next one. God bless.